Today is the eighth day of a blessed month of Amshir. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the mercy of our Lord. O my Father and my brethren, amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the feast of presenting the Lord Jesus Christ into the temple. It is one of the minor feasts of the Lord. On the 40th day of the birth of the Lord Christ, his mother, the Virgin Saint Mary, took him along with Saint Joseph the carpenter and went with him to the temple to do for him according to the custom of the law and to offer on his behalf the required sacrifice according to their ability. Because of the poverty of the Virgin and Joseph, they offered the sacrifice of the poor, which was two young pigeons. The Virgin Saint Mary, who conceived by the Holy Spirit and gave birth to the Savior of the world with all purity, submitted to this law to exercise the virtues of humility, obedience to the law, and for us to follow her example and to follow her Son, the Lord Christ Jesus, who obeyed the law of the Old Testament with all humility before they established the law of the New Testament. And behold, in the temple there was an old priest whose name was Simon, and his men were just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And when the parents brought in child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simon took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace." Then Simon blessed them and said to Mary, "Behold, the child is destined for the fall of rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against, which is the sign of the cross. Yes, as a sword will pierce throughout your own soul also, the sword of grief at the crucifixion of Christ." Now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, and coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with the wisdom and the grace of God was upon him, the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who laid down for us the way of salvation, be with us all. Amen. On this day also Saint Simon the Elder departed. Simon was one of the 70 elders who translated the Old Testament from the Hebrew language to the Greek in Alexandria. That was by the order of Ptolemy Philadelphus, king of Egypt, when Simon was translating the verse from Isaiah the prophet 7:14, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." He was afraid to translate that a virgin would conceive, because the king might mock him and accuse him of ignorance. He wanted to translate the virgin as a young lady to damsel. He became doubtful, saying to himself, "It is impossibility for a virgin to conceive." God revealed to him in a vision that he would not die before he would see Emmanuel born of a virgin. This was fulfilled, and he lived about 300 years until the Lord Christ was born from the Virgin Mary without a human seed, but by the Holy Spirit. Simon was well advanced in age and his sight dimmed. When he came by the Spirit into the temple and carried the divine child in his hands, his sight came back and the Holy Spirit told him, "This is a child that you have been waiting for." He blessed God and said, "You are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people." He blessed Joseph and Mary and prophesied for them about the future of the child and about the pains that the virgin would suffer, and in the same day he departed in peace. The prayers of this righteous man be with all us, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Yeah. Ekbar sen o cenneti seleyso nimet.
Amin.
Sheros agios asanatos anastas ekon nekron ke anelson Christos oranos eleison imas
observat.
Επί προσευχή στάσιτε
ειρήνη πα.
Και το πνεύμα τη.
سيدنا بأسوى المسيحنا الذي خاتم تنميدا قديسين ونسلطان مكرمين قائلا إن أنبيان وأبرارا كثيرين اشتغوا أن يروا ما أنتم ترون لم يروا وأن يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون لم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لأعينكم لأنها تبصر لأذانكم لأنها تسمع. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of you.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Our Master, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, Lord the God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. لأنك أنت حياتنا كلنا خلاصنا كلنا رجاؤنا كلنا شفاؤنا كلنا وقيامتنا كلنا.
هللويا إيسوس بحريستوس ابشيري
Φρόνι με ποιον στενικό Κύριε φλούγησον εκ του κατάλου καναγίου Ευαγγέλιο του αναγνώσμα
Σωσή Κύριε
فتلا عن سطر سماع الانجيل المقدس المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا القديس ماري لوقا الإنجيل البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته
Open sotir, open urotir, eri suher, su sepshiri, emefnuti tanch, hi au nafsha ene. Hi au fa penuti pe.
Zoksa se kere.
الملك بركاته علينا امين اذبحوا لله ذبيحه التسبيح اوفي العليا نذورك ذبيحه التسبيح تمجدني وهناك الطريق حيث أريك خلاص الله خلصنا وملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم ثمانية أيام ليختنوا الصبي سمي يسوع كما تسمى من الملاك قبل أن حبل به في البطن ولما تمت أيام تطهيرها حسب شريعة موسى صعدوا به إلى أورشليم ليقدموه للرب كما هو مكتوب في ناموس الرب أن كل ذكر فاتح رحم يدعى قدوسا للرب ولكي يقدموا ذبيحة كما قيل في ناموس الرب زوجي يمام أو فرخي حمام وكان رجل في أورشليم اسمه سمعان كان برا تقيا ينتظر تعزية إسرائيل والروح القدس كان عليه وكان قد أوحي إليه بالروح القدس إنه لا يرى الموتى قبل أن يرى مسيحا الرب فأتى بالروح إلى الهيكل، وعندما دخل بالصبي يسوع أبواه ليصنع له حسب عادة الناموس، أخذه على ذراعيه وبارك الله وقال: الآن تطلق عبدك يا سيد حسب قولك بسلام، لأن عيني قد أبصرت خلاصك الذي أعددته قدام وجه جميع الشعوب، نور إعلان للأمم ومجدا لشعبك إسرائيل. وكان يوسف وأمه يتعجبان مما قيل فيه، وباركهما سمعان، وقال لمريم أمه: ها إن هذا قد وضع لسقوط وقيام كثيرين في إسرائيل ولعلامة تقاوم، وأنت أيضا يجوز في نفسك سيف لتعلن أفكار من قلوب كثيرة. وكانت نبية حنة بنت فنوئيل من سبط أشير، وهي متقدمة في أيام كثيرة، قد عاشت مع زوج 7 سنين بعد بكوريتها، وهي أرملة نحو 84 سنة لا تفارق الهيكل، عابدة بعصوام وطلبات ليلا ونهارا. فهي في تلك الساعة وقفت تسبح الرب وتكلمت عنه مع جميع المنتظرين فداء في أورشليم. ولما أكملوا كل شيء حسب ناموس الرب رجعوا إلى الجليل إلى مدينتهم الناصرة.
Salvation.
Shem.
Amoyni ana var enşfiri on stelil ken u enşlilavi hijen bay mestiriyon etav u on hemanevo.
The one without flesh was incarnate, and the Word took body, the one with no beginning began, and the eternal one became temporal.
غير المدرك لمنسوق وغير المرء رأو ابن الله الحي صار بشرياً بالحقيقة.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever in one hypostasis. We worship Him and glorify Him.
تطلع الأب من السماء فلم يجد من يشبهك أرسل وحيده أتى وتجسد منك.